produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
It says, and he spake unto many things unto them in parable, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. 23, but he that receives seed into the good ground, it is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which is also bearing fruit and bring forth some hundredfold, sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. And I want to use for a thought in this morning's lesson, fix the grind of mind. Fix the ground of your mind. Because when Jesus is talking about the parable at first, he's talking about salvation, Johnny. So everybody in this room that has been born again, your ground got good enough to get saved. The seed of salvation was planted in you, and you are born again right now. Okay. You got to get this. One of my spiritual daughters said on her TikTok, she's seen a lot about the rapture and it's got her scared. I said, why are you scared? She said, because I need to do some things to straighten up. I said, no, you don't, not to go to heaven. You need to straighten some things up so you can enjoy your salvation here. The blood of Jesus gets you to heaven. So everybody that's born again, Michelle, has literally cultivated enough to get in the kingdom. If you're born again, the seed of salvation found good ground and you got born again. The seed of salvation is your repent. Watch it. You repenting and now you're born again. Born again living is the seed of repentance. That's the harvest of you accepting what Jesus did on the cross. On the cross, Jesus is the seed. When I received what he did on the cross, I got born again. That's the harvest. My problem with the church is we stuck on that ground. So the church never gets better because we think salvation is the only thing that matters. It is if you go into heaven. It ain't if you gonna just stay here. Because if you gonna stay until he come back to get you, there's some different grounds in you that has to be cultivated. So now he says the first ground, the first ground. The Bible said when the sower went out to sow, he sowed, and your Bible might say sowed by the wayside. But you have to remember it sowed on hard ground, which means every Sunday morning, you might be coming to church with your saved self with hard thinking. And the reason why your life don't change is because you want God to fix your mind, and he's saying, I can't fix that. So now I got to change some things because I'm born again with ungenerated thinking. So the feel of my mind has to be cultivated. This is so good. Ooh, Lord. So Teresa, what I got to start doing is because now God has set up seed time. Not just with money. He set up times for seed to be sown. It's called Sunday morning. For New Beginning Ministry, it's called Tuesday night. That God now, watch this, not cultivating your mind, not fixing your thinking, but put seed in my bag. And so what I'm not doing is I'm not coming to church ready to receive the seed. I'm not making the adjustments that I need to make so my ground can get soft enough for the word to get in. That's why you keep coming to church and your life ain't changing. Your life not changing because Satan, as soon as you hear word, because your ground is hard, you don't understand what that word says. You watch it. You can't hold on to something you don't. Ooh, this is so good. It's so good. So now, he says, the sower went out to sow, and some fell on hard ground, and because the ground was so hard, the seed couldn't penetrate, so it stayed on the ground. Watch this. You can buy $1 million worth of seed and put it in a barn. You still ain't got no harvest. You ain't got no harvest till you do the work. You ain't got a harvest till you do the work. You ain't got a harvest till you do the work. You want somebody else to do your work for you to get a harvest. You got to look in the mirror one day or another and say, I'm mean and I know it. You blaming everybody else for your fits. You blaming everybody else for your temper tantrum. Eventually, you got to look in the mirror and say, I'm my problem. I will not cultivate my grind enough so that when peace is preached, it don't find a place to sit. I got to do that. You ain't seen nobody angering in me. You haven't been around nobody not no angrier than me. For me to be this nice, I had to tell myself the truth. You your problem. I never forget many years ago, my mom, we was having family prayer service, and she said, Junior, the Lord told me last night, why are you so angry? I said, what did he tell you? She said, I carried you angry. And I said to her, I said, thank you, but you done lived a better enough life in front of me now. Me being angry is an excuse. Y'all ain't got it yet. Because I ain't got to beat it. You done lived a peaceable life in front of me long enough, I ain't got to be this mad. I am choosing anger now. Because anger is my safe place. I'm walking. You telling people off in the name of you ain't had no daddy. So when you gonna decide he been dead 40 years? When you gonna decide he ain't been in your life for 40 years? 40 years people been having to deal with this man not being in your life. You done been with me 20. 20 out of 40. You still mad like that? You are mad like that by choice. You are deciding that you will not cultivate your ground enough. I know I ain't gonna get no funds. That you're not gonna cultivate your ground enough so the word of God can fall in it. Praise the Lord. The new people give me money. The old fuddy duddies ain't gave me nothing. Watch this! Understanding what God is about to do in your life, he gonna leave it up to you now. This is what I decided, Willie. I decided I was tired of my anger telling me when I could go out the door. I was tired of it telling me when I could literally be in certain places or be around certain people. No, now I'm going to decide I'm going to get rid of that so I can go where I want to, do what I want to, be where I want to. Oh, God, I feel this. Oh, God, I feel this. You justifying you acting like a clown. You literally done decided that you will stay weak enough to let somebody have control over you. That you will stay weak enough so you'll always have an excuse to be like that. Because as soon as you decide to put your big girl panties on, as soon as you decide to put your big boy drawers on and decide this about me now, and I'm going to decide today whether I'm going to be all right or not. Because you have to remember, every single thing, all your decisions are proof you ain't better. I know you justify them. I know you think you got a right. I know, watch it, because you know a lot of our problem is we keep talking for folk. Like them people ain't got mouths. How you mad with somebody and the person that you mad with them about ain't mad? Some kind of way you got to have to figure out that you ain't miss or Mrs. Fix It. You can't fix everything. How you think you anointed to fix everything and you can't fix you? I'm just trying to figure out how you still a mess, but you an expert with me. Four days this morning, he started talking about it. That's why I got on my Palmer shoes. The Lord began to start talking to me like this right here. Duh, son, you your problem. You can't get out your own way. You your problem. You can't control your own mouth. You your problem. You letting somebody, son, on the outside of you control you. Because can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? After the day, I'm like Deacon Hezekiah Preston Sr. When I was 16 years old, he said, boy, his decision-making time. Now, it took me I was 23 to make them, but I went to hell and back before I made them. I went to hell and back. Listen to my daddy when I was 16 years old. Some of the things, even some of the demonic activity I had to deal with. I wouldn't have had to deal with it. It got worse because I wouldn't listen. Oh, God, I feel this. It's always going to get worse because you won't listen. The reason why God has raised this ministry up for you is so you can have this Christianity life down here on earth. I ain't talking about a bunch of rules, do's, and don'ts. I'm talking about experiencing what the resurrection was supposed to do with you. How you not having this good life? How you not having this kind of joy for life? And you ain't going to hell no more. So he said, some fell on hard ground. And because they didn't have no understanding, watch this, y'all. Because they didn't have no understanding, the fowls of the air came. Now we're going to have to start telling the truth. Have you ever left church and didn't get nothing? Can I tell you something, y'all? See how y'all looking? See how y'all looking? See, the reason why you can't get no better is because you look like a liar. You look just like a liar. You got lying all over your face. Have you ever came to, watch this, y'all. Cause, watch this. You need to understand this, Janine. The only worry that God is trying to get to you today before you leave your house is the place where your grind is still hard at. God ain't putting a seed where you producing fruit at. God trying to get a seed where ain't no fruit at. And that's where that grind's still hard at. Every morning, every time you come to church, God is releasing a seed to get to the ground that's still hard in you. If you get to church and you have literally cultivate that ground, that part of your life is about to get better. It's about to get better. Yo, you got to get it. You got to get it. You got to get it. Because we cannot continue to literally use these things that now salvation gave me power over to keep controlling me. Because the only reason why they control me, I still think that way. You know, the only thing trouble do is show you how you really think. You know, you can get along with somebody and laugh and talk and go to dinner with them, and as soon as they do something you don't like, that's what shows how you really feel about them people. The part of you that ain't better keep coming up out of you. I was up 4 days this morning. My wife was in twilight. Because if you don't begin to start moving into the place of getting you better, you're going to start losing relationships, because folk going to get tired of being your punching bag with your mouth. Okay. All right. Because I'm not finna get mad. I'm finna get gone. No, I ain't finna get mad. I ain't finna get even. I'm finna get gone. I'm finna get out your space, because I cannot allow you to keep talking to me, because you won't get fixed. I'm at it this morning. And this is what we do. You know, people mean when they're in pain. You lying. Jesus on the cross, he ain't getting mean. He ain't getting mean on the cross. It's a bunch of lies we're using. Because I keep telling folk about liquor. The only thing a liquor do is give a coward courage. You telling me what you can't tell me sober. How about you don't remember? You done drunk so much so you don't have to. It just gave you courage to tell me that. Liquor give cowards courage. Well, you meant it. You just ain't had the courage to tell when you were sober. And so now, y'all, this morning, isn't this good still, though? This morning, because I'm not even questioning your salvation at all. You saved by faith. Through grace, that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. At least any man should boast. You born again. Romans says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you have not did that, I'm going to give you space for our clothes to do that. But for all of us that done did it, this is a different conversation to us. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell on stony ground. This ground, Johnny, that we didn't keep going over it enough to bust up the rocks in it. Because sometimes ground is so stony, one plow won't do. You got to cut it, then cut it, then cut it. Because ain't no need to bust and rolls until you get it where it's workable. And sometimes we don't come to church and we ain't put enough work in Saturday night to be ready to receive it. You done bumped your life all the way up to sleep. Get up in the morning rushing. Done bumped it all the way up to sleep. You doing the last thing, sleep. Oh, Lord, I don't want myself. When you going to get prepared for the seed I'm about to release in you to find some ground? So it's stony, which means it don't have no depth. When my granddaddy was flying, and we would literally be walking behind my granddaddy, and my granddaddy would put us on the plows back there. And he put all five of us on there, me, Huey, Alvin, Cecil, and Russell, put all on the plow back there. And he would go down this road, Johnny, and get to the end, and he would get off the tractor. He wouldn't trust us with it. So you gotta stop trusting other people with your grind. Do it yourself. He had one leg. He'd crawl off that track to get them crutches and start walking that thing. And he would say, it ain't going far enough down because it's so rocky here. So he'd tell us to go get cinder blocks. So we put cinder blocks on. So he turned back around because ain't no need to cut in another row. He turned back around, Johnny, go back down the same row. Get off the track again and look. He said, it's still got too many rocks in it for us to plant. Not too many rocks in it for you can look good. See, because you look good every Sunday you come. You just got too many rocks in you. You just got too many rocks in you still. And he tell all five of us, y'all set on the plow. And he would all set it, all five of us on the plow. And he would drop the hairs of it, and it would fall in the ground. He said, that looked like, why is it? Because the John Deere tractor would do this. Pop, 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 pop. It means he got more weight on it. It's pulling more. He would get to the end, get off the track. He said, that's deep enough. See, if you're not willing to do that before you come to church. He said, some fell on stony ground. The soil ain't your problem. I just told the pastors on Wednesday. I said, quit aligning the majority of your people saying you can't preach. I said, this is what you got to do. Look at one person in your church. If you got 500 members, look at one person in your church. If that person is fat in the Holy Ghost, the cook ain't the problem. The 499 won't eat. If one person, life is changing in new beginning, I ain't your problem. And I'm watching folk lives change, so I'm not your problem. I'm sowing the seed. You're not getting your ground ready to receive it. And you got to do it. My grandmama and my mama and them used to make us get ready for church on Sunday. I ain't never know why that made sense. How you getting ready for church on Saturday night? Won't you just let us get ready Sunday morning? When I stayed with my grandmama didn't have no indoor bathroom. So we had to get water for all the girls. And then mama would let all the boys wash in the same water because she knew we weren't going to wash no how. Mama said, you wash your hands. I said, I clean them. They clean, mama. Put it on the table. But they had this thing. They had this thing. And they were just doing it from the perspective of they don't want us getting ready for Sunday morning service. But I sat down. Mama, I sat down some years ago and went over y'all discipline with us for Saturday night and Sunday. I did. I sat down because I want, watch it, because they just wanted us to be ready for Sunday, clothes, wash, ready to go to church. And the Lord said, your parents had the principle. I want to show you deeper what they meant. Because if you don't get ready for church on Saturday night, you ain't getting ready at all. Because you can't get ready Sunday morning. Sunday morning too hectic. Oh, I know you in the bathroom putting on all the stuff and making sure everything tucked nice, but that ain't ready. Because you still are walking church with your pretty outside. with a nasty attitude because you didn't get ready Saturday night for Sunday morning. And you watch this. And the best we can say, you still got stony ground.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.